to tears. Moved to tears. When was the last time that you were moved to tears? When I seen Miss Kinley just a few moments ago, it spoke to our heart. Because when I seen that child with those tear-filled eyes, the Holy Spirit just stirred me. Because all this past week, we've been focused to be in my own crying and sharing and allowing the tears flow. When was the last time that you were moved to tears? The Gospel of Luke, in Luke chapter number 19. We want to be able to look this morning at verses 41 down through verse number 44. This passage of Scripture has to do when that Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. They shall not leave in thee one stone upon another because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Let's read verse 41 again. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Moved to tears. That is our thought this morning. Dear friends, we ask you again, when was the last time that you were moved to tears? When the Lord laid this message upon our heart, the God that we serve and belong to, he humbled us in a very, very special and unique way. He began to remind me of what is important and how that he has that love for us to stir us and to move us and to compel us as a looked here at Luke 19. The Lord reminded me on how that he came to the city of Jerusalem with a heavy, heavy, heavy heart. You say, why, Brother Lynn, was his heart so heavy? Jesus Christ entered the city. He seen the state of those that lived there. He seen the condition of their heart. And he became very emotional because that he cared. I tell you today, dear friend, I once read just a short time ago that many in the world today says that Christians are dry-eyed in a hell-bent world. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty would have us to be emotional, have us to be compassionate, and have a desire to see people's lives change for the glory of the Lord. When Jesus Christ had entered that city, he seen how that many in that time were just going through the motions. I tell you today, friends, it burdens us tremendously because there's so many in the world today that are just simply going through the motions. I want you to know something today, dear friends. The Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, has a desire for us to be burdened for a lost, dying, and needful world. He has a desire for us to have compassion for those that are without, not to be so concerned about self, but to look at the fields that are around us that are white and are ready for harvest. The Lord would have us today to have the mindset and the heart for those that are without. As I looked here at Jesus, He entered that city. He wept. The tears flowed because he seen the fate of those people. I tell you today, dear friend, you can look around our world today and see the fate that awaits those that don't have Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. I tell you today, we need to be like Kinley. We need to care. We need to have a desire. We need to have a desire, the desire to be driven to do the things of God. Oh, how important is that? It is of the utmost importance because I tell you today, it is in their world as it was in Jesus' world. It seemed as though so many just don't care. I tell you today, dear friends, we're to have a compassionate heart and have a desire to see people saved for the glory of God and to weep and to cry. The downtrodden and the hurting and the burdened. I tell you today, dear friend, the tears of compassion, it stirs the very heart of God. God knows. God knows when we care. God knows our longing to see lives change. God knows all these things. I tell you, there's so many in our world today that seem simply to be going through the motions. When Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem on what is known as the triumphal entry, the Bible teaches us, saying, "Oh, Hosanna." They laid palm leaves down. They laid those branches before the Lord. All the while, he knew the state and the cold and different heart of those people. They cried today, "Oh, Hosanna." And tomorrow, they cried, "Crucify." Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, we live in a world full of sin and decay. When Jesus Christ wept in verse 41 of Luke 19, and he came to that city and he began to share from his heart the compassionate love that he had for all those inhabitants. Jesus knew, he prophesied here that one stone wouldn't be upon the other. Why did he do that? Because in 70 A.D., General Titus would come in Jerusalem and he would ransack that city and many would be massacred. I tell you today, the Lord had a compassion. He had a desire to see people's lives change before it was eternally too late. When was the last time that we wept? When was the last time that we cried compassionate tears because of the fate of someone we care for? When Jesus looked at the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Bible tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 23, in verse 37, that Jesus had a desire to gather them as a hen would her chicks and protect them. Oh, but they would not respond. And that troubled him. That hurt his very heart because he had love for those that was around him. I tell you today, friends, let us have a love for those that's around him. I tell you, I know we live in a world where people say it's all about me. Who cares about you? I tell you, it's about Jesus Christ and his love. That's what it's about. It's about the love of the Lord and what the Lord can do when one surrenders to his will. When Brother Joey read his scripture and dismissed and closed out Sunday school, and we departed into the educational hallway, I went straight to the park over there. Two gentlemen was over at the park. We're inviting them to church. asking them to come to church. Why? Because we care. I don't know their spiritual state. I don't know if they're lost. I don't know if they're backslidden. I don't know anything about them. But I want you to know today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, God knows I care. And God cares, and we're to care, and we're to weep, and we're to pray, and we're to seek to conviction of the Holy Spirit on those that are without. We all get caught up in the things of life. We all get caught up in situations and circumstances in this world. Today, let us have a desire to share and to see people's lives change for the glory of God. You know something today? There used to be a boldness. There used to be a boldness to share. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You know why he said that? Because it had power. It saved him. It moved him. It stirred him. And praise God, it compelled him to tears. We today are to show the world our care. We're to show our compassion and our longing to see the kingdom of God grow in tremendous ways, whether at the gas station, or whether at school, or whether at Walmart, or whether at home. I tell you today, let our light shine for the glory of the Lord. Let our light shine. When was the last time we wept? When was the last time we were moved to tears? Not because your sports team had a great come from behind victory. But when was the last time that you wept and your heart was stirred and burdened for someone who was lost and destined for hell? When was the last time? Now listen, I'm not that old, but I'm pretty old. But I can remember when the altars was filled. And moms and dads were crying. And they were saturating the altar with their tears because of a loved one, a neighbor, someone they know was lost, backslidden, far removed from the will of God. They were moved to tears because, praise the Lord, they cared. Today, the world looks at us much differently. I had a man to tell me not too long ago. He said it in a very snide, unflattering way. He said, I tell you, he said, I sure wish you guys would hold longer on Sunday because I can't hardly get in a Cracker Barrel. Because all you church people. I said, well, you know, us Baptists, you know, we usually get out a little earlier than the Methodists. So we're not the only ones to blame. Now, he said that in a snide way. But he half-heartedly meant it. You know why? Because he was cared about self. When I looked at him, oh, how I prayed for him, because it moved me, it troubled me. I called my wife and began to talk to her. She said, Lynn, you got to pray for him. Oh, dear friend, I'm praying for him. You know why? Because I want to see his life change for the Lord. Hey, listen.
You may not get those chicken and dump ones at 12, but I bet you they'll still have them at 2. I tell you today, dear friends, when was the last time that we moved to tears? I tell you, we need to be praying. We need to be shouting. We need to be singing. We need to be praising. We need to have a heartfelt compassion that Christ had when he entered in Jerusalem that day. I care about my family. And you care about yours. I care about my neighbors. And you care about yours. I care about our communities. And you care about yours. I care about our nation. And you care about yours. But I tell you today, dear friends, when was the last time that we sincerely fell down on our prayer bones and entered in to our prayer closet and poured our heart out to a living, breathing, precious Lord and called out to him for his will to be done? Jesus seen what was about to befall those in Jerusalem that day. You know something today, dear friends? We don't have to go very far to see the state and the condition of those people that is around us. We don't have to go very far to see what is going to befall them if they don't change from the error of their ways and surrender to the will of God. I tell you today, friends, as it was in Jesus' day, it is in our day. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through our faith in him. That's the move. That's to move us. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all will have eternal life. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm just one person. I tell you today, friends, the book of James says that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's power in prayer. And let us today weep and pray and call out to God to bring conviction on the world around us. When Jesus looked and seen the state of those in Jerusalem, his heart broke. You know, there's very little that breaks our heart in the day and time in which it is that we live. We're so caught up in the things of the world. We're so caught up in this fast-paced life. Sometimes, Sister Barbara said, we sometimes put the cart before the horse. Sometimes we get ahead of God. Our agenda gets ahead of the Lord. I tell you today, let us take a step back and praise him and honor him and give him glory and ask him to speak to us as only he can. Jesus looked at those residents. He's seen the state of their soul. When he looked on my life, a lost man who needed a Savior, he's seen the state of my soul. You know something today, dear friends? Before I got saved, there was people who wept and prayed for me. I have a strong inclination that you that are here today, many prayed and wept for you. You say, well, what's the significance of that? Listen, if they hadn't have prayed, oh, dear friends, where will we be at today? There is power in prayer.
When Jesus entered in to that beloved city of Jerusalem, he came with a message from God the Father. And there from Calvary's tree, he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I tell you today, dear friend, the world needs to see and the world needs to hear. And it's through praise God that they will heed to the will of God. You and I today are the catalyst. Not to be going through the motions, but to be putting, as the old people said, legs on them prayers. And to weep for a purpose and have a desire for the cause of Christ. When I looked at this beautiful, precious word, I thought about a man by the name of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah seen the gates of Jerusalem back in the Old Testament, about 500 years before the very birth of Christ, you know what he did? He wept because he seen those inhabitants there that were in spiritual disarray. He cared. And then I think about a man by the name of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 9, as he gave that message there at the temple gate, his eyes were like a fountain of tears because he cared. You see, dear friends, many critics of the modern day Christians have labeled us as dried Christians in a hell-bent world. You know something today? I believe it's God's will and it's God's desire to use us in the world that's around us. I tell you today, friends, this Word of God has gave us our marching orders to shed the good news of the gospel so that people will see and that people will know that there's a Lord who loves, a Lord who cares, and a Lord whose compassion fails not. You know something? Miss Kinley could have come in here laughing and playing with that little stuffed animal she had, Pikachu. Angie keeps me up to speed on this stuff. But if she had came in here laughing and joking and hitting on Joey, I wouldn't have thought anything about it. But when I seen her cry, when I seen those tear-filled eyes, you know something? That got my attention. You want to get the Lord's attention today? Cry out in faith and let Him see those tears of compassion that you have for those that's around you. Christians today have an opportunity to shake this world to its very core. It's not about who's in Washington. It's not about the government of the land. What it is about is what's on your heart. Because I tell you today, dear friends, who He is and who that it is we serve the Lord of Lords and praise His name, the King of Kings. When God sees our tears, Brother Bob and I got together this morning. We just talked about Job. I could keep my eyes from him. You know what? Because Job said, though he slay me, I'll praise him. I'll praise him. Oh, dear friends. No matter what comes your way, praise him. Praise him. You know why? Because He's good, worthy and deserving of our praise. Moved to tears. When was the last time we were moved to tears? Listen, it's not all about us. It's all about Him. We were called for a divine purpose.
to walk to the beat of not the worldly drum, but the divine drum from on high. If the world ever needs more Christian heartfelt compassion, it's today. I know things today is different than they was in the 50s. I know things today is different than they was 5 years ago. Heck, I went to the dentist not too long ago, and I walked in and everybody was on this. I mean, I'm telling you. I could have screamed out that I got $1 million to give away. Nobody would pay me no mind. That's our world. You say, well, Brother Lynn, you throwing rocks at me? No, it's me too. Why? I'll go to work. If I leave this at home, my heart sinks. Our society may have changed, but the Lord God Almighty is the same today as He was yesterday, and praise God, He will be forevermore. The same tears that touches the very, very heart of God is the same tears that moves today. When was the last time we wept on behalf of one that is without? When was the last time we cried because we didn't get to sing in the choir? When was the last time that we cried out to God to bring conviction on a loved one? When was the last time that we cried, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done? Today is the day. Today is the day to weep. You know, the Bible teaches us. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, in Psalms chapter 30, the psalmist David writes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You cry out, there's a reward. There's a blessing. You say, Brother Lynn, how do you know that? I'm a beneficiary of that blessing. We all today are testimonies for what prayer and tears of compassion can do. I'm here to tell you, if it hadn't have been for God-fearing, Bible-believing, Spirit-driven people, I wouldn't be here today. And needless to say, neither would you. But there's so many out there that don't have what we have. So many out there don't have what we, sad to say, take for granted. But listen, I don't know the true fate of those young men over there, but I do know one thing. If they don't have Jesus, they need Him. And I'm going to tell you this. When I went around the church, and the Lord said, you need to go over there. And I thought, no. You know where I'm coming from? And I almost got to that front step. And you would have thought He had hung a tractor beam on me and turned me around. And I walked across the road, and I don't even know if I could even feel my feet touch the pavement. And all I did was just invite them to church. Dear friends, listen. Listen. If we've lost that burden and that desire to see souls saved, to see lives changed for the glory of God, let us pray that God will just fill us. Fill us to overflowing. When truly was it the last time that we wept for the cause of Christ. We stand to our feet.